Chris Bryant. How does it feel, Chris Bryant?
I don't know. I can't really put this in the words yet, but
thank you.
This is the best feeling, you know, I've ever had in my baseball career. And, you know, there's only one that can top it, and hopefully we can do that.
Second year, that's it, and you're already here. That's unbelievable.
I know. I'm so spoiled. I mean, you know, to win 200 games over the past 2 years and play in the playoffs 2 years in a row, I'm so spoiled. This is unbelievable, and I'm certainly not taking anything for granted.
What's your favorite part about being a part of the group?
Just coming to the field every day. I mean, it's so much fun. These guys have so much fun. There's different personalities, one through 25, and you know, certainly not a dull moment here.
You guys would never let on, but down 2-1, was there really just no shake of the team that you guys felt, hey, we're okay?
Yeah, I mean, we believe. I mean, it, you know, being down 2-1, you know, some guys weren't hitting, and guys stepped up the rest of the way, and you know, that's what this team's been doing, and you know, hopefully we can continue that.
Two more. Your favorite thing about playing for Joe Maddon?
You never know what to expect. I mean, he changes up a lot. A lot of fun theme trips, animals on the field. You never know, a pitcher playing left field. You never know what to expect.
And lastly, the Cleveland Indians. That's up next. Unbelievable, right?
Yeah, I mean, two franchises who really deserve it. And they're a great team. We've been watching them throughout the playoffs. They got some unbelievable players. So it should be a fun World Series.
KB, congrats. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kerry Wood, you are feeling the love tonight. What's it like for you to see this happen?
It's just unbelievable. I mean, just glad to be here with the guys and enjoying it. And just from clubhouse guys to ushers to just all the people that have been here in the stadium waiting for the last 30-plus, obviously, years. But it's been a lot more than that. But these guys have been here for a long time. And just so cool to be here and enjoying the moment with these guys.
Coolest thing I think I've seen tonight is that you're wearing the Ron Santo jersey.
Listen, Ronnie never saw this game. He never saw us win this game, so he's going to be with me from here on out. Yeah.
Is that when you look back on it, it's like, man, the biggest thing is like the people that didn't get to experience what you're experiencing right now?
That's what it is, right? I mean, it's obviously this is great for the town, great for the city, but I would have to imagine that tomorrow cemeteries are going to be filled with people dropping flowers off for relatives that didn't get to see us get to this point. So just a great day for Chicago, a great day for the organization, but it just affects more people than you think.
So when you're watching tonight and it's about to happen, what was going on in the mind and the body, the heart?
Listen, I felt it in the second inning. We got off to a good start. Dex led off with a double, and obviously I saw Kershaw didn't have his breaking ball, and it felt good from inning one. So these guys did what they were supposed to do. They were sitting on fastballs and not missing them, and obviously Kyle went out and just did what he's been doing all year. But for him to do that in this kind of a stage is it's special for this organization, and something that this team hasn't seen in a long time.
And did you know spring training earlier in the year? I mean, obviously had a great year last year too, that this was possible?
You know, I didn't say it publicly, but I told a couple of my buddies. I was like, listen, Kyle Hendricks is going to win 15 to 17 games. I was like, he's going to be a stud. And, you know, he's just so calm and so collective. And I know they call him the professor and all that stuff. But it's just, he just knows what he's doing with the baseball. He does a great job. He stays composed. And he was not affected by the magnitude of tonight's game. And he just went out and did what he does.
For those who don't understand how he's so good with the non-overpowering stuff, like myself, how would you explain it?
Well, it's Greg Maddux, right? I mean, Greg Maddux is the same. This guy's obviously, I mean, you hate to throw people in Greg Maddux's company. And obviously he still has a lot to go, and he's got a long career ahead of him. But he's Maddux-S. I mean, he's got that element. I mean, he's calm. He doesn't ever get worked up about a situation that he's in, and he knows what he's doing with the baseball. So, I mean, he's going to be good for a long time.
And lastly, Cleveland. What does that look like to you?
Cleveland's a good team. They do a lot of things right. It's going to be a tough series. I feel like it's going to be tougher for Cleveland. It's going to be tougher for us. But it's going to be an interesting series. They've got a great team. They got great pitching. They play defense. They've obviously got some guys that can hit the ball, but so do we. So it should be an interesting series.
Woody, you're a huge part of this. Cub fans love you. You walk out of this dugout right now, they start screaming for you. So you laid the foundation, my friend.
Well, you know what? And some of the younger players will come and say that to me afterwards, but it's all about these guys. They have done it. They've done it all year. They have. They did it last year, and they felt they fed off that from last year, and they're doing what we all expected them to do, you know. And these guys they're poised to do it.
Four more.
That's four more. That's it.
Mike Montgomery, you're in the World Series, traded for midseason. I mean, this is a crazy ride for you.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable ride. You know, I couldn't have pictured this coming into the season. You know, it was, kind of a shocking trade to me to begin with. And then, you know, I didn't really know much about Chicago. I knew they were good, and I didn't really understand the magnitude of this team, this city, the fans. And I'm just happy to be a part of it.
So you jump in the clubhouse. How long does it take you to feel like you're a part of the team?
You know, it takes a little while, any situation you go. I've been with a couple of different teams, and, you know, you come in and you just kind of want to portray to the guys, hey, you know, I'm here to help the team win, and I'm going to do whatever it takes, start a few games, relieve a few games, different roles. And to me, you know, I really I got better. You know, I got a lot better with this team, and, you know, I learned a lot of things from not only the players, the coaching staff. They've been unbelievable, and to be here now, it's a dream come true. And, you know, we understand we got another series against a good team, so we're going to enjoy this one. But it's been a good ride for me, and we got to keep it going. One more series.
It seems like you've earned the trust of Joe Maddon, and he's going to put you in high leverage situations. You're going to be in the World Series. How do you get yourself mentally ready to do it?
I'm ready. You know, I think I'm ready right now. It's just the work you put into it. You know, I coming in here, you know, I had to earn that trust, earn that right. And, you know, I think just understanding what I do well and my strengths, and then, you know, just working on not letting the moment get to you. You know, I think we have a lot of good players that do that well, you know, with this offense and defense and the way we were able to pitch tonight, and, you know, with what Kyle did tonight. You know, we all knew that he was going to do that coming in. And that's the good thing about this team, is we believe so much in each other about how good we are and how our teammates are, that it gives us confidence that says, hey, you know, I want to be the guy that comes in and gets the job done. And we know the other players are going to do the same. So it's been fun, and you know, we're going to just have to keep it going.
And lastly, just experiencing tonight, you're standing on the field, you're getting the World Series. What's that been like for you?
You know, it's been great. It's a little chilly, which it's a good thing, though. You know, to celebrate in this game is, you know, few and far in between, and it's not everyone gets to do it. So when you get to do it and you're a part of a team like this, you know, I don't even know if we realize what we're a part of. We're just in the moment playing games, trying to win games. And, you know, when we're done with our careers, we can kind of look back at this. But we're pretty focused and excited. And, you know, to get to celebrate tonight is a good thing. And to see these fans the way they were tonight, it's a special feeling.
Congrats. Best of luck against the Tribe.
Thank you.